If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're rejoicing in the good things that God did for us last Sunday, beginning in our Easter sunrise service. And through the day, it was a record day in every respect here at Worth Baptist Church. Now, as we begin a new month, we'd like to take this opportunity to acquaint you with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church and of Worth Baptist Hour. We have recently celebrated our 21st anniversary. In fact, on the first Sunday of March, Worth Baptist Church was 21 years old. During these 21 years, we've been preaching the gospel. We've been evangelizing through our missionary families around the world. You'll be glad to know that we are helping to support more than 70 missionary families in some 20 foreign countries around the world. Here at home, we have a city evangelism department, a bus ministry, a ministry of printing, and of course, the ministry of broadcasting the gospel. We would be happy to have you today to come and get better acquainted with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church by attending our Sunday school and the services of worship. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We are currently in a series of studies in the Gospel according to John. Today our lesson will be in John chapter 19. We'd be happy to have you and the family come and study God's Word together in a class for every member of the family, for every age and every grade level in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. And then our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. We believe this service will be a blessing to your life and to your heart. We invite you to come and hear the Word of God as it is proclaimed, to worship with God's people, to fellowship with Christians, and to be thrilled by the musical ministry of the church and the total program we believe will bless your heart and will give you something to live for this coming week. So come today to the Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening service at 7. We'll be resuming our series of messages tonight at 7 o'clock entitled 1975 in Prophecy. If you'll think for a moment the things that are happening in 1975 in the United States and in the Middle East and around the world, I believe that you would agree with me that these are difficult times in which we live. Surely these are the days of which the Apostle Paul wrote when he admonished young Timothy that in the last days, difficult, perilous, trying, unusual times would come upon the earth. My friend, we're living in those days right now. These are difficult days. There's a threat of war all over the world today. Look at the situation in Vietnam with all of the lives that the American boys sacrificed on the battlefields of Vietnam, with the billions and billions of dollars that our government spent, your tax money and mine, and now South Vietnam is going down the drain, being overrun by the communist forces from the north. That's just one other sign, I believe, that the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will change the whole picture and pattern of the earth. Then look at the situation in the Middle East. Our latest peace efforts were futile. We are no closer to a settlement in the Middle East than we were a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. What's the answer to all of these things? What about the worldwide depression and worldwide starvation and famine? All of these things, in the light of the Scripture, point to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this age. As this age ends, and the Lord Jesus Christ returns for His own in the rapture, then something else startling is going to take place. The man of sin is going to be revealed, the strong man. I call him the world's last dictator. And that's the title of my message this evening at 7 o'clock in the series of messages, 1975 in Prophecy. My message will be, the world's last dictator. Who is the world's last dictator? When will he come on the scene? And what is he going to do? And what will be his final end? These are some of the questions that will be answered tonight at 7 o'clock in the message, The World's Last Great Dictator. I trust that you'll come and hear it. I believe the book of the Revelation is the most important book in the Bible for 1975. And we're preaching through a series of messages, and I want you to hear this one tonight especially, The World's Last Dictator, tonight at 7 o'clock. Then we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like to receive the cassette tapes of Worth Baptist Hour messages or any of the messages that are preached here at Worth Baptist Church, we'd be happy for you to write this week and inquire as to how you might receive them. Write us today. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The address will be given again at the close of the broadcast. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, God's Protective Care. I shall read from 1 Peter chapter 5 at verse 7. But before I read the scripture, I would like for you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy protective care over us today. We thank Thee that Thou art ruling in the affairs of the nations of earth, that none of the things that are happening in the Middle East or Vietnam or here in our own country or in our own lives come as a surprise to Thee. We know that Thou dost know the end from the beginning, and Thou art far more concerned than we could ever know. I pray today that as this message fills the air, that many hearts might be blessed, that souls might be saved, and men might commit their lives to Christ and His protective care. Bless our sick and shut-in friends and those who are unable to be in the services of the Lord today, in the hospital, in the rest homes, in their places of business, driving across the country, in their homes, wherever they are today. We would pray that this broadcast would bless every listener in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in 1 Peter chapter 5 at verse 7, we read these words, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. My friend, that is a written guarantee from God's Word that He cares for you today. You might think that no one else in all the earth loves you. You might think that no one cares, that no one's concerned about your welfare, about your business, about your problems, about your health, about the things that disturb and bother you today. But I've come to bring you good news. There is one who cares. His name is Jesus, and He knows all about you. And God's protective care is for you. When Charles Weigel was a young man, he dedicated himself to the cause of Christ. His dedication was so wonderful that it cost him his family. They refused to stay with him because of his dedication to Jesus. In a state of loneliness and despair, he wrote these words, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a friend so strong and true. I would love to tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed His strong and loving arms about me and He led me in the way I ought to go. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love, but I'll never know just why He came to save me till I see His blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me. My friend, the Lord Jesus Christ cares for you too. He has your welfare in His own heart. He knows what's bothering you today, and God's protective care is watching over you. Let me share with you several thoughts that will encourage you concerning God's protective care. First of all, God knows your name. I read in John chapter 10 at verse 3, He calleth His own sheep by name. We are not objects or things or statistics or mere facts and figures. We are people. We are creatures made in the likeness and image of God. And my friend, God has a personal involvement with you. He has a personal interest in you. He has a personal knowledge of you. He has a personal love for you. Why, the Bible says that God so loved the whole inhabited earth, and that means you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, God has a definite concern about your needs today. What is bothering you? What is your care? What are your problems? What are your difficulties? God knows. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows how you're feeling. He knows this moment, where you are and what you're doing. And the wonderful thing about our Lord Jesus Christ is this. He loves us regardless of who we are. I read the story about a woman who said, if I had been named at the end of my life and the name given me was according to the way that I had lived, my first name would be Ima and my last name would be Mess. I'm a mess. Well, my friend, even if your life is a mess today, Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you in spite of your past record. He loves you in spite of your sins. He loves you in spite of your selfishness, in spite of your ugliness, in spite of all the things that are unchristlike and unwholesome and unchristian in your life today. I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. I repeat, He knows your name, He has a personal interest in you, and He loves you regardless of your life today. Whatever your past has been, whatever the present is for you, remember this. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but dearest of all, that Jesus loves me. Yes, God's protective care means that He knows your name and He loves you in this hour. In the second place, I would have you to note that God numbers the hairs on your head. According to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 30, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Now, what does this say to you, my friend? If God knows how many hairs are on your head, surely He knows how you feel. He knows how you act, how you think, how you talk. He knows how much money you have. He knows how much money you need. He wants to meet that need today. He knows how tired you are, how weak you are, how impatient you are. He knows all the dangers that you face today. The poet put it this way, there is an eye that never sleeps beneath the wings of night. There is an ear that never shuts when sink the beams of light. There is an arm that never tires when human strength gives way. There is a love that never fails when earthly loves decay. Our Lord Jesus knows your need in this hour. His eye is never closed when He comes to you. He sees you this moment. He hears even the groanings of your soul in this hour. And He has every one of your needs in His heart today. Not only that, the Bible tells us in the third place that He writes down the thoughts of your heart. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, we read of a book of remembrance that God has in which He writes down the thoughts of His people. In Hebrews 4:12, we read that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a sword with two edges, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, my friend, God knows what you're thinking about this moment. Someone has said that inside every person, there's a little weaver at work. He is weaving the fabric of your character today. If you think good thoughts, He weaves with golden threads. If you think bad thoughts, unwholesome thoughts, evil thoughts, unclean thoughts, He weaves with a black thread. Let me ask you, what about your character? What about the fiber of your being today? Do you have golden threads because of pure thoughts or black threads because of impure thoughts? Remember, God knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart, and He's writing down your thoughts in His own book of remembrance. But that's not all that speaks of God's protective care. In the fourth place, God holds your hand in His hand. Listen to Isaiah 41 and 13. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You know, some people think they've got to hold on to God. But my friend, that's not true. You can't hold on to God. But God is holding on to you. God's might to direct me. God's power to protect me. God's wisdom for my learning. God's eye for my discerning. God's ear for my hearing. And God's word for my clearing. Yes, God is holding on to you. God is preserving you. God is protecting you. God is providing for you in this very hour. Why should we fret? Why should we be in a stew? Why should we worry? Someone said, don't trouble trouble till trouble troubles you. There's no need for you to look for trouble, my friend. God is watching over you. God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. The poet said the robin to the sparrow, friend, I'd really like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think it must be they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Oh, my friend, God does care for you today. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't be anxious. Depend upon what God said. Depend upon the words of Christ. I will never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you all the way. When your friends have turned their back on you, when your family has turned you down and rejected you, remember what the psalmist said, when my mother and my father have forsaken me, the Lord will take me up. My friend, you may not have anyone on earth today that you can turn to, but you can turn to Christ. He's right by your side now. You can depend upon Him. You can believe Him. You can trust Him. You can take Him at His word, because He is exercising a protective care over you right this very moment. Then there's something more. God bottles up all of our tears in heaven. In Psalm 56:8 we read, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? My friend, God knows when you're crying. The psalmist said, I water my couch with tears. Again, the psalmist said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You're crying now, but you can laugh in a few moments. You're weeping now, but you can be happy, because God knows about all those tears and all of those problems and difficulties that you're undergoing this moment. And He has a peace that passes all understanding. He can dry your eyes. He can heal the broken heart. He can bind up the wounds of a broken spirit. And God wants to do that today, if you'll but give Him a chance right now. and God will supply all of your needs. Why, we read in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." That, my friend, is good enough for me, and I believe it's good enough for you. Simply believe what God said. Take Him at His word and trust Him this moment. He will guide your footsteps wherever you go. In Job 14:16, we read, "Thou numberest my steps." In Psalm 37:23, it is written, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And in Psalm 40:1, the psalmist declares that the Lord hath established my goings. And my friend, when God establishes your goings, you'll be going in the right direction. You'll be going toward the cross, toward Christ, toward the church, toward the Bible. What about your steps? Are they ordered of the Lord today? Has God established your goings? Are you trusting Him? Are you believing Him? Are you honoring and adoring and worshiping Christ today? Have you included Christ in your plans for this Sunday? What about the church? Have you left the church out of your life? Why not today, right by your radio, wherever you are, why don't you just kneel and ask God to forgive you? Maybe you can't kneel where you are. Just bow your head or close your eyes and say, "Now, Lord, I've sinned, I've gone wrong, I've left Christ out, but I want to start all over today." Why don't you do that right now? And God will care for you. And God will remind you of His love for you. And God will open His arms and receive you right now if you'll just give Him a chance. All God wants is a chance. If you'll trust Him, He'll do the rest. My friend, I trust that you'll do that now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Only believe, and the work is done in your life and in your heart this moment. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you again of the opportunities that would be yours to worship the Lord, to put God first by attending church today, our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship service at 11, our Sunday evening worship hour, when my message will be entitled, "The World's Last Great Dictator. Who is He? When is He coming on the scene? And what is He going to do?" Come tonight at 7 and learn about the world's last dictator in this special message at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and we would be happy to have you in our services today. Until we meet next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.